This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, Maryland. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We do try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. And please tune in next week, Sunday at 10 a.m., to hear Dr. Kevin Passaro interview Dr. Kimberly Baer, a dentist on whole body dentistry and how the health of your mouth affects your well-being. I also want to remind you that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com. And Village Green is the site or the store on Cedar Lane where you can get expert advice on supplements. The store and the website are your resource for a wide variety of superior supplements from many, many manufacturers. Please do take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. They have a unique system where they try to individualize for you based on core nutrition, which is a foundation. Then they give advice based on age and gender. So your age and gender defines specific components that are best for you, whether you're a child, teen, woman, male, pregnant, etc. Then we get into health concerns, and at Village Green, they're excellent at guiding you through diet and supplements for a whole host of problems, including allergies, anti-aging, blood pressure, cardiovascular, immune, joint, hormonal, sleep, stress issues. And the word stress is going to be our subject for the day. But before we get started on it, I always like to give you news updates and news you can use. And I'm especially concerned about the recent recall of a host of Kellogg products. And this recall was 28 million boxes of Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Corn Pops, and Honey Smacks. And the company claimed that there were elevated levels of a chemical in the packaging. Now, this came because dozens of consumers reported a very strange taste and odor, and some complained of nausea and diarrhea. But Kellogg said a team of experts it hired determined that there was no harmful material in the products. Well, it wasn't in the products. It was in the packaging. And that harmful chemical is 2-methylnaphthalene. And you may recognize that naphthalene is a substance found in mothballs, and this is a relative of the mothball substance. So obviously it gave off a smell. And the Food and Drug Administration, oddly, has no scientific data on its impact on human health. The Environmental Protection Agency also lacks basic health and safety data for this chemical, even though the EPA has been seeking that information from the chemical industry for over 16 years. Now, this cereal recall hints at a larger issue, the huge gaps in the government's knowledge about chemicals in everyday consumer products, from furniture, clothing, to children's products. And under current laws, the government has little or no information about health risks posed by most of the 85,000 man-made chemicals on the U.S. market today. Now, how in the world did this happen? It really started in the 70s with the Toxic Controlled Substances Act. And that really wasn't about controlling toxic substances. It was about protecting the manufacturers for their chemicals and proprietary chemicals. So what has happened is of 85,000 man-made chemicals, a huge percentage of those, 20%, which is 17,000, are secret. And they're only known to a handful of EPA officials, and they cannot reveal that information to anyone, government, scientific, medical, no one. It is kept secret. Now, a lot of people find that hard to believe. The Washington Post has run excellent articles, and the one we're talking about with the Kellogg's cereal recall is very important. The only reason people knew there was a problem was because of the smell and taste. But the FDA, the EPA, the consumers are saying, what about the chemicals out there that we can't smell, that we can't taste, that are getting in our foods? So this is a huge problem, and the solutions are not easy. Congress has tried to put forward some bills, and that effort continues to go on. But this Information Act really is worse than I have described, because when this act, the Toxic Control Substances Act, was passed in 76, it exempted from regulation about 62,000 man-made chemicals that were in commercial use, including this 2-methylnaphthalene. Now, what that means is that we have really got these man-made chemicals, zero before 50 to 100 years ago for the entire existence of our planet and for the entire experience of humans on this planet. In the last 50 to 100 years, we have these man-made chemicals, many of which we have no information about, very few studies, and the EPA actually admits that they only evaluate, they've evaluated about 200 of them thoroughly. So they're here, they're not leaving, and even if we banned some of them, banned production, they're here. They're in the polar ice cap. Now I wanted to go into a little bit of information about stress, because that's going to be the topic we talk about today, and stress management. And what does stress increase? It increases the stress chemicals and hormones. It revs up your adrenals, so adrenaline is pumped out. Your heart starts racing. You feel nervous. You shake a little bit, especially with acute stress. But it can lead to chronic diseases, migraines, insomnia, digestive problems, overeating, and stress causes weight gain, because those stress hormones do get you to overeat. It can also suppress immunity, and it depletes nutrients. It wipes out a number of nutrients. And we get poor bone and impaired collagen. I like to talk about diet, and the first thing I tell you is that stressed is desserts spelled backwards. So when we look at how we can alleviate stress and reduce our stress, diet is really important. You've heard us talk about protein and how important protein is in the diet. And we also talk about complex carbohydrates, high fiber. We also talk about avoiding all the sugars, and the artificial sweeteners are worse than sucrose. They are worse because the body does not know how to handle them, and it is no secret now through studies that those on artificial sweeteners tend to eat more calories, gain more weight, have more difficulty losing weight, and more prone to diabetes and heart disease. So the first thing you can do, and you can do it right at the end of this show, you can throw out all of your diet and regular sodas. Eat protein first. Get high fiber, vegetables, nuts and seeds, beans, fruits. And if you're consuming grains, you're not going to get the health from breads that you will get from real oatmeal, which is high fiber, real cream of wheat. What about anti-stress nutrients? Well, the best anti-stress nutrient we know is magnesium. It affects 75% of the enzymes in your body. It's considered nature's calmative. It works on reducing stress very nicely. When we're low in magnesium, we're hyper. We overreact. We startle easily. We have knee-jerk reflexes. We're emotionally overreactive. And it is one of the most common findings in hyperactivity. So when magnesium is low, we're on high alert, we're irritable, we're anxious. B vitamins, very important in reducing stress, and they're depleted by stress. Vitamin C, also important. B5, something people don't know a lot about. B5 is pantothenic acid. It is water-soluble. It's a lot like vitamin C in function. However, it really doesn't have any side effects, even at very high doses. Some people take 200 to 500, but the doses can be up to 20,000 or more with no toxicity. What it does is support adrenal health, and the adrenals get depleted through stress, and that is what Hans Selye discovered. And he was the father of stress and stress management. And it was in the 30s when he began to talk about the fact that physical and emotional stress causes harm to these little glands, the adrenals. And instead of looking like puffed up lima beans, these two adrenal glands, we have a pair, one above each kidney. These two little adrenal glands will shrivel up. But when stress is relieved, when we treat stress, when we eat properly, when we get good sleep, those adrenals puff up and they work well for us. And chronic stress is different from acute. Acute is a sudden onslaught. You get that heart rate racing. You overreact and you react quickly. If stress goes on chronically, we beat down our system, and that's when we get into trouble. And that's certainly what so many folks are experiencing today. And Hans Selye put out a book in the 70s, and he was considered a heretic. It was considered impossible that some emotional stress could end up in a physiologic problem. And stress was the term he used to refer to as a condition, and the stressor was the stimulus that caused it. And each person responds differently. So what may be stressful for one person is not stressful for another. He's the one that also defined the difference between stress, which is more of a negative connotation, and eustress, which is normal stress. I mean, we do have to get up, eat, work, exercise. These are good stressors. These are things that we should be doing for our bodies. So remember your good diet, the nutrients, avoiding sugars, avoiding the sodas, alcohol and caffeine. Those make stress work, and that's what we turn to in comfort, unfortunately. And sleep, absolutely a fuel. Sleep is a nutrient. And you're going to hear something about yoga and shiatsu and touch points when we start talking with Dr. Jerry Teplitz when we get to the second segment. I want to remind you that this is the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. I'm Dana Lake. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary, located at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with my co-host, Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and both of us try to bring you a wide variety of information all about your health. Please do tune in next Sunday to hear Kevin interview Dr. Kimberly Baer, a dentist on whole body dentistry, and how the health of your mouth affects your well-being. That should be especially interesting. It is for me because I'm a dental hygienist originally prior to becoming a nutritionist. And the dental connection to health is far broader than we ever thought. Now, today we're talking to Jerry Teplitz. We're going to be talking about stress, and he has a new book, Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times and Succeeding in Times of Change. I like your background, Jerry. Before I have you speak, I wanted to give some information. Originally, Jerry's an attorney with the Illinois EPA, and then he expanded his expertise with an MS and PhD in holistic health. So we have a lot of expertise here in Jerry Teplitz, and I'd like you to tell a little bit about your background and what it is you do.
Great. Well, as you were saying, Dana, I was originally an attorney. I actually grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and went to Hunter College, and then went to a law school in Chicago. And after that, I was fortunate to get a job in the early days of environmental protection. This is back in like early 70s, and I worked for a while for the Illinois EPA. I was also hanging around with a group of friends in Chicago that at that point were starting to explore things like yoga, meditation, nutrition, and way back then that was kind of scary stuff. Today, yoga, you know, lots of folks do yoga, but back then it was like, what is this weird stuff? And I kept hanging around these folks, even though I was kind of scared of you know, what it was. And so in hanging around them, I got peer pressured into trying one of the things that they were exploring, and the first thing I did was hatha yoga with a negative attitude. My intention was to prove to it didn't work. I was going to use my lawyer skills to just tear this sucker apart. So I start going to yoga classes, and I start noticing in a very short period of time, lower back pain problems I had most of my life were gone. I had more flexibility than I ever had as a high school athlete. And Actually, at one point, though, before I started observing those things, I was going to a class once a week, and I was doing the yoga first thing in the morning. And I didn't know until later on, when you stretch in the morning, you may not stretch very far because you're you haven't loosened up your muscles from, you know, using them over the course of the day. And so I didn't think much was happening. I was getting ready to quit doing it, but I decided to go to one more class and tell the instructor after class I was quitting and go to class, and I am now going further than I ever had. And what I realized is in the morning when you stretch, if you go 2 inches, that might actually be a big stretch, whereas late in the day, now you're able to go 6 inches because the muscles have loosened up. And so I just got so excited by it all, I started studying it and wound up becoming a master teacher of Hatha Yoga. And then I started speaking at colleges. I created a program that I called How to Relax and Enjoy Being a Student or Passing Your Exams.
Excellent.
Yeah, and I wish I had known these things, by the way, beforehand. And I was teaching them all kinds of things in terms of stress management, except it wasn't called stress management then because the first book on stress management didn't come out until 1974. And so I didn't start using stress in the title until a few years later. But I was an unknown going to these colleges. I was being brought in by the student union board, programming boards, activity boards, and as a guest lecturer. And so to get students to come, I created a relaxation guarantee. Even though they were not paying to come to my programs, it was being sponsored by those groups, I would pay them $4 out of my own pocket if they left and they didn't feel more relaxed than when they came in. And I actually had one of the directors of student activities come up to me right before I started a program, extremely worried. They said, "Got a problem. What is it?" "The whole left side of the audience is here for the money." And not a single person came up.
Oh, wonderful.
160,000 people later, having gone through the program, I only had to pay four people the money.
Excellent.
So that's how I, in terms of really discovering that these techniques really worked, it's called, I was in the crucible.
You certainly were.
Students wanting money.
A lot of motivation.
Yeah, and then in 1980, I started applying these approaches in the business arena. And started speaking to business conventions and trade association meetings, to corporations, government agencies. And that's where I've been ever since in terms of the business arena, showing people really how they can handle their stress, handle the stress of change, handle stress in difficult times, to really take charge of their life.
Well, this is excellent, and I wanted to put in here that I actually took courses from Hans Selye, who is the father of stress. I hate to say it that way, but stress, eustress, and stress management, which we talked about in the first segment, and it was an honor. He was quite old, and his comment was, "They used to say I had type A behavior because I was young and in a hurry. And now that I'm old, they say I'm still in a hurry because I want to get everything in before I die." And I knew then that I was very young, but I knew that I was in the presence of one of the greats and that I would look back and be very proud to have learned from the master.
He's the one who wrote the first book.
That's right.
On it, and that's where the term stress management came from.
So you and I were in about the same era of growing up with stress, to speak.
Yep.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the book, Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. It's real appropriate right now. Where do you want to start, Jerry, with this?
Well, I want to share a story that's in the beginning of the book that I think kind of illustrates with what's going on nowadays. You know, people are under a lot of stress with job losses and foreclosures and incomes not rising, housing values going down. It's not a pretty time out there for folks. And so they've got a lot of stress that's coming at them. And the question becomes, what can you do about it? So this is aimed to be a very practical book that's not a lot of theory. There's a little bit in there, but not a lot of theory. It's called What Can You Do? So you can actually go to any chapter. If one technique didn't work for you, just go to another chapter and you'll find things there that will be more effective for you. There's an interesting thing, actually, with people losing their jobs. There's a study that was done looking at older workers who lost their jobs. These are people 50 to 60. And they had the most symptoms of depression versus other age groups. Their risk of heart attack and stroke actually doubled versus those who were still working. Now, there's also on the flip side, there's the fear of losing your job versus those who did lose their job. So there was a study done with 3,000 people who were under 60 as a two-year study. They actually found people who feared losing their jobs had more health problems than those who actually lost the job. They were even more depressed
Wow.
than those folks. So it's called, if you didn't lose your job, you may actually have more stress on the people that did, is what this study was saying. So it's called, we may not be able to change what's going on out there around us, but the question is, can we change what's going on inside us, as Hans Selye would look at in terms of looking at making choices and different choices. And yes, you can make a different choice, and that's what this book is aimed to do, is to help you make those choices. The kind of story that I was talking about at the beginning relates to when I went whitewater rafting down the Gauley River, which is in West Virginia. And that's why on the cover we have a picture of people whitewater rafting. That's both got its up and it's also got its scary parts to it as well. And so I was going during the summer to go whitewater rafting down the Gauley when it's normally a class 5 river when they have what they call dam release in the fall. It's like it's a heavy-duty river to run. And so we went in the summertime when it's actually a lot easier. You can even sometimes go down in like an individual, they call it a little ducky, or you go down in a paddle boat with other folks paddling with you with a raft. Well, it turned out we got there and they had tremendous rains in West Virginia, so they were almost at flood level on the Gauley River. That's like big water. Big water. And so we're going down it, and I'm in the front position, and the guy tells us this next rapid that we're going to run, on the left is a thing called a hydraulic. Hydraulic is something that it's like, think of a washing machine. It goes around and around, and if you wind up getting pulled into one of them, if you go out of the boat, the way you get out, if you can, is you attempt to swim out the side of it. If you don't swim out, you'll actually die. Well, the guide says this one is called Maytag because you get into it, there's no way to get out of it. And so we're paddling down the rapid, and all of a sudden, about 5 of us are in the water. And they start pulling folks in, and I'm behind the raft, and they throw they call it a stuff bag. It has a rope in it that you can grab onto to get pulled in. They throw it to me, and it lands short. They didn't have enough, the rope couldn't get far enough. And then they start screaming, swim right, swim right. So I swim as hard as I can. It goes back to high school swim days. I started swimming that way. And afterwards they told me I missed the going into Maytag by about 2 feet.
Wow.
And so we're now through that rapid, and they pull me into the boat. I'm just laying on the bottom, breathing hard, exhausted. And the guide says, next rapid, everybody take positions. And so it's regardless of what just happened, guess what you got to do? You got to get in position and you got to paddle. And so that's the image of, we got craziness going on around us. We got white water that's going around everybody, and you've got to, in effect, get back and stay paddling.
Excellent. I'm going to take a break here. That is a wonderful analogy and a wonderful story for what we're going to be talking about in the next few segments. Folks, you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be back right after this break, and we'll be talking to Dr. Jerry Teplitz.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimal nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, and we are brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, bringing you a wide variety of information all about your health. I'm also reminding you that we're here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and next Sunday you can listen to Dr. Passaro interview Dr. Kimberly Baer, a dentist, on whole body dentistry and how the health of your mouth affects your total well-being. We have been talking about stress with Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and I hope you got to hear the story of missing that vortex in the water that can take you down. I could just see this as stress pulling us all in when you were telling the story, that what we try to do is manage it. We have to go forward. So, Jerry, tell us and give our listeners some tips on handling stress, because as we know, we don't have control of what we're exposed to completely. Stress can be a slider that comes in, you know, at us, and we're least expecting it. So what can our listeners do?
Well, one of the things that people need to look at is their beginning attitude about looking at events that happen to them. It's the old notion of the glass half full, half empty. And that's actually looking at the concept of being an optimist versus a pessimist. And there's been some interesting research done that there's a real difference in people's health when they're an optimist versus a pessimist. I'll give you an example. They followed a class of Harvard graduates for their entire lifespan. And they found that people who lived longer, stayed healthy, enjoyed life the more by years were the optimists versus the pessimists. They found that optimists have 3 times less hypertension than pessimists, and that the most positive optimistic person had the lowest level of blood pressure. Now, optimists also have 50% less cardiovascular disease than pessimists. And they even looked at something about the concept of bypass surgery. You know, you got to go into the hospital and have bypass shunts put in and all that stuff. They found that if an optimist did have to go in for that kind of surgery, they're 50% less likely to have to go back into the hospital a second time. And so that what we're talking about is a notion of attitude. But we can get stuck in terms of changing our attitude. You know, like something happens and it nags on us the rest of the day. The concept in sales is you have a negative sale first thing in the morning and it ruins your day. From an energetic standpoint, it actually did. So one of the things we look in the book is a way you can actually get rid of the charge off of that negative situation by using something called Brain Gym. What brain gyms are, Dan, are movement exercises that were originally developed for children and adults with learning disabilities. We can take D and F graded students and give them the capability of becoming A-level students in a semester just by using movement. I've actually created another book that just came out at the same time as Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change, that's called Switched On Selling, Balance Your Brain for Sales Success. But I do have in the book one of the techniques that you can actually use from the brain gyms to actually create an immediate difference in how you're feeling and functioning. And that is by holding 2 points right above your hairline. Dana, if you go up to the curved part of the head and you're at the eyebrow, halfway down the eyebrow on each side where the curve starts, if you place 2 fingers on each side very lightly, that's where these points are located, and then just hold them for about a minute. And what will happen is it actually brings blood flow to the frontal eminence, the front part of your brain, which then takes that negative, that charge, and dissipates it. So you actually can think of that situation, but it will no longer have a negative impact on you.
Isn't that interesting? Because it's a movement some people actually use when they're trying to think about something or something is challenging them.
Yeah, well, that movement actually came about from the notion of looking at it when you've got something negative going on, people tend to put their hands on their forehead.
Yes.
And the only thing is we're saying hold it a lot longer and also keep breathing. And also think of the negative intensely, and then you're actually going to be releasing it for yourself. So it's a way of actually taking those emotional issues that are getting you down and leading to those optimist versus pessimist statistics and giving you the opportunity to do something and something right away for yourself. And that's what the design of the book is for me, is what can you do immediately to make immediate changes. So, for example, let's say you're insomnia. And I'm not saying you, Dana, but...
The euphemistic you.
The euphemistic you is having difficulty falling asleep. What we have are 2 different techniques that you can use to fall asleep and some recommendations on some herbs. you can actually use as well. So that the notion of you're tossing and turning, you can again take charge of that, because they've been finding, and this research is not in the book because it actually just came out, the importance on getting a good night's sleep, they're now realizing is even more important than they thought in the past, in terms of people's health and well-being.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so in terms of using one of those two techniques gives you an option for then taking charge of even going to sleep. We even have a section on this area that's called muscle checking, behavioral kinesiology.
Mm-hmm.
Everything around us affects us, Dana. The effect is very direct, very immediate, and actually very dramatic. When I demonstrate these at programs at the conventions or the corporations that I'll go to, the first thought is, you're pressing harder on my arm. It's got to be a trick. When actually it's totally real. And I actually have the audience participate in doing these things on each other, so they actually self-validate what they're seeing. But in the book, it's showing you how simple things affect you, like smiles and frowns. Have you ever been around somebody who was negative all day long, Dana?
Oh, yes.
How did you feel at the end of that day?
They can exhaust you, and that's the problem. You have to put a lot of energy out there in order to block the negativity.
Yeah, and how did you feel at the end of working around, have you ever experienced, by the way, working around somebody who's very positive all day long?
Oh, it makes a world of difference.
Yeah, see, so when I ask people in my audience how do they feel at the end of that, being around that negative person, they'll use words like drained and exhausted, tired, and all kinds of words like that. When I ask them about being around the positive person, they'll tend to use one word, and that is energized, or they'll say up or great. And it's very real, because you're actually being affected physically, mentally, and emotionally by that other person. And let's say you're in a work environment where you've got somebody who's that pessimist, kicking the can every day, all day long, and in effect you can't get really away from them. What can you do for yourself? And that's one of the things we cover in the book. It almost looks silly in terms of to do this technique, that it can be so effective, but it is. It's to put your tongue to the roof of your mouth, about a quarter of an inch behind your front teeth, is a little energy button in the body. It will actually affect you in a way. It's what it's doing. It's actually bringing two major acupuncture line, meridian lines together, where they meet between the tongue and the roof of the mouth, then becomes a light switch for the body. So you're actually switching your energy on, preventing yourself from beginning zapped by anything negative coming at you. So it's a way of protecting yourself, as another way of not being at risk for the exposure to stress coming at you.
And that position is pretty close to where someone's thumb is if they're sucking their thumb. And some people I know have actually used a finger or thumb pressure on that point.
Yeah, and I hadn't thought about it before, but that is probably, you know, where it came about, in that it's a point that makes you feel good. And so for a little baby, you know, putting a bottle in, and that becomes a good sucking point in terms of, it's a way to for the baby to figure out where to hold the bottle or the nipple. And so it's actually an interesting correlation that I hadn't even thought of until you just said it, to when we're, you know, just out of the womb.
That's right. It's so we've got two little techniques that you've told us that really are simple. The pressure on the forehead, between the eyebrows and the hairline where the curve begins, and the pressure behind the front teeth up against the gingiva, the gums behind the front teeth.
And just so people are aware, pressure is not the right word, because when you're holding the points on the forehead above the hairline, it's a light pressure. It's just holding. It's a touch. And with the tongue up, think of a light switch. When you hit the contact point, it's on. It's not like you have to push really hard to make a contact point. It's just you've made the point. So the tongue at the roof of the mouth is simply a contact point, so you're not really putting pressure on. You're just making contact.
Excellent. Well, folks, you're listening to Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and we're on the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at acylo.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. Two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Killham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants from the Science of Enzymatic Therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. ProBalardi from Metagenics offers a new targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. ProBalardi provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. ProBalardi is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass-market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, listeners, to today's final segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and I'm reminding you to tune in next Sunday to hear Kevin interview Dr. Kimberly Bayer on whole body dentistry. We've been speaking with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on stress and stress management. He has some new books out, Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change. And he has a lot of information and tips. We've been going over those today. He has even more. Jerry, tell people where they can get your book and how they can contact you if need be.
Great. The book can be, they can get it at Amazon.com. They can go into Barnes & Noble's and get it. Or they can go on to my website at Teplitz, which is spelled T-E-P as in Paul, L-I-T-Z.com. That's Teplitz, T-E-P-L-I-T-Z.com. Or if they prefer calling, it's 800-77 and then the word relax. So that's 800 two sevens and the word relax.
I like that. Well, you gave us some techniques for stress relief, and we talked about the stiff neck and the shoulders that people cope with. And under stress, we go into the amphibian, you know, scrunching our shoulders up, hiding the neck mode. So what can we do to alleviate that?
There's a whole section of the book, Dana, that is called Shiatsu. Shiatsu is a Japanese pressure technique. It's several thousand years old. It's like acupuncture, except you're using your fingers instead of using a needle. And the way Shiatsu came about was they probably saw the use of needles in China. And when they brought it over to Japan, it, in effect, Shiatsu became the layperson's way of doing acupuncture. Because with acupuncture, you have to be exact as to where you place the needle. With Shiatsu, you're applying a very hard, steady pressure using primarily the pad of the thumb. That's the fleshy ball part of the thumb where if somebody was going in to be fingerprinted, present company excluded, that's where they would be pressing. And what Shiatsu does is, besides stimulating acupuncture points, it actually stimulates blood flow for the area that you're working on. So, and blood is the natural cleanser of the body. It brings antibodies and oxygen to the area. It takes away waste products and carbon dioxide. And in the book, we have actually treatments that will get rid of a headache in 90 seconds. There's even a treatment that will get rid of migraines in 5 minutes. You can do all these treatments on yourself as well as on somebody else. We even have the notion of this section is you've got common things that hit you, like a headache, like a migraine, stiff neck, sore shoulders, lower back pain, menstrual pain that cause you stress. And so what can you do to actually create an ability to alleviate that pain, that difficulty, that discomfort very, very quickly? When I first studied Shiatsu, it was way back when I was learning Hatha Yoga. They also taught at that same school I was studying other courses, and they had one on Japanese massage. And I said, what the heck, it fit into my schedule, and it didn't cost much, so I took it, and it turned out to be Shiatsu. A couple of weeks later, I'm at a friend's house, and his wife collapses from the pain of a migraine headache. She was cooking dinner. We took her upstairs, put her in bed, and I said, and I didn't, by the way, pronounce Shiatsu right then. I said, like, I just learned this new thing. It's called, I think it's Shutsi. Can I do it on you? It's supposed to get rid of a migraine. And she said, sure, because migraine sufferers will say yes to anything if they think there's any hope that something will help them. And I did it on her. And we go back downstairs. I had no idea if it worked or didn't. And 20 minutes later, she's downstairs cooking dinner, said the migraine was completely gone.
Excellent.
That's when I got excited about this and studied it in much more depth. And one of the things I was thinking of doing was taking you and the listeners through the treatment that will get rid of stiff necks.
Excellent.
Because nowadays, how many people sit at a computer? Hold their Blackberries or their iPads or iPhones or whatever, and we don't have the same level of movement happening in our necks, and you can easily wind up with stiff necks, sore shoulders, and all that kind of stuff for yourself. And so you can actually do this several times during the day when you're starting to feel yourself getting stiff. You can do it on somebody else, but you can do it on yourself. So I'm going to take you through it and the listeners. Is that okay?
Excellent.
Good. Now, if somebody is driving, they're going to be, most of the time on this treatment, we're using both hands. You can do this treatment on yourself, but use one hand at a time. So you'll just do one side instead of we're doing both sides at the same time. So the key to Shiatsu, Dana, is this very hard pressure using primarily the thumbs. Both of your thumbs we're going to be using. But if you can't reach, we're working at the back of the head where the neck is. If you can't reach physically back there, what you can do instead to give you more reach is put your middle finger on top of your index finger nail. And so you're pressing through two fingers, and that'll give you the same pressure as the thumb. So there's three parts to this treatment. There's first part, we're going to find the back middle of the earlobe on both sides of the head. Now you got a top of ear, you got a bottom of the ear. We want the back of the ear right about where the middle of the ear would be. So you got that location?
Yes.
Now, if you go in towards the center of the head, you will find a little lump, a little hill there. You got a bump at the base of the skull. Right below the bump is a hollow area. That hollow is called the medulla oblongata. Can you find that hollow?
Yes.
Okay, now for listen, if you can't find it, so long as you're nearby, it actually works anyway. So we're now at the back middle of the earlobe going in towards that hollow, but only go in about an inch and a half to 2 inches in. You'll find on both sides like a little lump, little hill, little protrusion. Do you have it, Dana?
Yes.
So put one thumb on each of those lumps, and you're going to press to the front of the body hard for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3, and then release. By the way, with shiatsu, when you're working on somebody else or on yourself, if you do actually feel pain, and you'll instruct somebody to say ouch if they do feel pain, so you would let go immediately. Go on to the next point, press with the same degree of hard pressure, because you can have pain in one location, move an inch away, and there's no pain. So treat each point with the same degree of hard pressure. Now skip halfway in towards the hollow. Your thumbs are, that we found before, your thumbs are on both sides of the spine of the of that. Press to the front of the body. 3 seconds. 2, 3. Now put just your thumb in the hollow and press to the front of the body. 3 seconds. Now, the next part is you're going to drop down a half inch from the hollow. Your thumbs are on both sides of the spinal column. You're not squeezing in to the spinal column. You're pressing to the front of the body. So we're down a half inch on both sides of the spinal column. Now, Dana, press to the front of the body hard. 3 seconds. 2, 3. Skip down an inch on both sides of the spinal column. Press to the front of the body. 3 seconds. 2, 3. And keep skipping down until you get to the base where the neck and the shoulders meet. And that's where you press the final point, and then you stop. Now that's once through, Dana. Normally when you do it on somebody else, you would do it a minimum of twice through, possibly three times. When you do it on yourself, you do it three times, possibly four, just because you can't get the same degree of physical pressure. Now, that was once through. Did you notice any change in how you're feeling, Dana?
Well, it certainly stimulates blood flow, and it is energizing. It's a technique I've been using because I'm familiar with some of your techniques, so it's not fair. It's not new to me, and I appreciate you going through it.
Mm-hmm. Good, yeah. What folks will start to say, especially after they've done it several times, is, you know, that the tension's gone and the whole area just feels more relaxed for themselves. So that's just to give you an example of how fast shiatsu can be done. And that's really the intention of the whole book, Managing Your Stress in Difficult Times, Succeeding in Times of Change, is whatever page you go to, there's stuff that you can do, and you can do it immediately to make a difference in handling that stress that's coming at you.
And I also want to remind our listeners that it's Jerry Teplitz, and you're at teplitz.com. That's teplitz.com. And thank you so much, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, for being on the show.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Now, listeners, I want to thank you as well for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM every Sunday morning at 10. And remind you that you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. That's MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a breathtaking day.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.